I'm Pastor Lauer from Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato, which brings you this brief broadcast each Sunday morning at 9:02 and again on Sunday afternoon about 5:45. Our Savior's is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. That's just across the street from Franklin Elementary. Sunday services are at 8 and 10:30 a.m. We also have a service on Saturday evening at 6. Please join us for Christian worship, education, fellowship, and service.
Rejoice and be glad.
The gospel text for today is part of the famous Sermon on the Mount, which takes up to 3 whole chapters in Matthew's gospel. Last Sunday we heard the Beatitudes. Our text for today follows immediately after that with Jesus saying, "You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world." He gives a little explanation to each of these statements and then continues by saying, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." To see what Jesus is getting at, think of it this way. First, he tells the people that they are blessed by God. They may not feel blessed, but they need to see that they are. Next, in today's reading, he goes on to explain that they, God's blessed people, are to be God's way of blessing everyone else. You can't just say, "Oh, I'm blessed by God," and then forget about everyone else. Instead, Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world." That's because salt is a preservative, and light is a purifier. The ancient cultures didn't use salt to flavor their food, but salt could be used to preserve raw fish and raw meat. I'm told that salt pulls the water out of a cell, which is why salt makes you thirsty. And without water inside a living cell, the cell won't reproduce. So, if you have bacteria on that raw piece of meat, the bacteria won't multiply if it's salted. The meat won't go bad. So salt is a preservative. Light has a somewhat similar effect on death and decay. And that's not the light from a candle or a campfire or a flashlight. The light of the sun carries the full spectrum of light rays. Ultraviolet rays can give you a sunburn. But they can also kill bacteria by destroying the DNA inside the cell, which is also why too much sun can give you skin cancer. Because without the DNA, the cell can't reproduce. And the growth of bacteria, which causes meat to rot, and the growth of mold and fungus, which can make you sick, all of that is stopped. So light is also a purifier. Salt keeps things from rotting, and light kills the rot that's already started. The ancient civilizations didn't have to know how this worked to know that it does work. So Jesus is explaining that this is how God's love works. He blesses one person, and that person then becomes a blessing to others. Your faith, your blessings from God, keeps God at work in the lives of all the people around you. But if you're not doing that, if you're not helping others deal with the rot and the stench in their lives, and by rot and stench I mean sin and evil and every other kind of trouble that others are facing, if you're not doing that, then you may still be blessed by God. But what's the reason for you to be here? In fact, if you're not helping others deal with the sin and the sorrow and the suffering that they face, then maybe you're actually adding to their suffering. What good is salt if it isn't salty, Jesus said? What good is light if it's hidden under a basket? What good is it to be blessed by God if you're not using those blessings for the reasons God gave them? The good news that Jesus brings is that you don't need to be strong and beautiful and influential or rich or accomplished or well-known to be blessed by God. Even the poor, the weak, the humble, and those who are stuck in life are blessed by God beyond measure, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's probably because they've learned to rely upon God instead of themselves. But just because God gives you forgiveness, life, and eternal salvation by grace as his free gift, doesn't mean that you can disregard all the other things that God has also said. You still need to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You still need to honor your father and your mother, those whom God has placed in authority over you. You don't kill or hurt others because you trust in God. You don't steal because you trust in God, and so on and so on. God has freely blessed you with forgiveness, life, and eternal salvation. If you don't grab on and live by that gift, then what good does it do for you or for anyone else? Now, since Jesus has taken care of sin and guilt for you, you now have the opportunity to help others with the sin and the guilt and the suffering and rot of sin that they are facing. You can be salt and light from God in your corner of the world using whatever gifts God has given you. Over the years, I've heard many nursing home residents ask, "Pastor, why am I still here? I'm not good for anything anymore." Well, I can see how they can no longer do the things they used to do, but there are as many things they can do for others now as there are people that they meet. The people who work in nursing homes have a very hard job with very little reward. I could imagine that they might really rather be doing something else than going to this job. But Grandma Johnson, your smile, your grace, your appreciation, or even just your patience and understanding for them may be enough to help them come to work today. And while they're here, they're going to be helping people who can't help themselves, doing jobs few others would do. They are going to be the Lord's hands in providing for all these residents at this most weak and vulnerable time in their lives. Grandma Johnson, you are the salt and the light of God in this place, because you can help these people want to come to work, where they can do so much good to bring God's love and care to those who need it the most. Jesus said, "Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." But Jesus makes it clear. You do not do these things so that God will love and bless you. If you've tried to earn God's love and blessings, well, you'd have to be impossibly perfect. But we are salt and light because God has already blessed us by His grace and love. Jesus kept God's law perfectly on your behalf, and so now He has the right to give that benefit to whomever He wants, and He wants for everyone to have those blessings from God. By His love and service, Jesus earned forgiveness, life, and eternal salvation for all people upon the cross. In your baptism, in your coming back to His word and promise again and again, He delivers those blessings to you personally. You now have all the blessings which God would give. They were purchased by Jesus, and they are being delivered to you day after day by the Holy Spirit. Now you are blessed to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. That's the way God does it. Amen. If you'd like to know more about Our Saviors in Mankato, you can find us on the web at www.oslcmankato.org.